And I'm Martin Costi in Yakima, Washington, where yesterday all the Spanish radio stations were in news overdrive for a visit by President Fox.
Sí, anda acá el presidente de México, el señor Vicente Fox.
Washington Governor Chris Gregoire suggested that Fox make the brief stopover here on his way from Salt Lake City to Seattle because Yakima has a lot of Mexicans. There are about 100,000 of them in this fruit-growing valley. They're more than one-third of the whole population, and most of them come from a single state in Mexico, Michoacán. Felipe Gaudencio is one of the more recent arrivals. He's a DJ on a station that calls itself La Ley, or The Law, and he drives around town in an old black and white police cruiser. From behind his law enforcement-style sunglasses, he guesses that most of his listeners are in the U.S. illegally, and he says they hope President Fox can help fix that.
I think they wanted to see the President Fox support the change for the migration for the people, you know, permanent residents in this.
The people who gathered at this Mexican-American-owned apple orchard to see Fox generally regard amnesty for illegal immigrants as a human rights issue. Jaime Nava has been trimming apple trees in Yakima for years. The people who've been here for a while, those who own houses and such, they have a right to be legalized, Nava says. But Fox's arrival at the apple orchard dispelled any hopes that he would state things quite so unambiguously. Speaking to the crowd in Spanish, he avoided making specific policy recommendations to the American politicians wrestling with this issue right now in Washington, D.C. It's our duty to respect the sovereignty of this Congress, he said. They will know how to make the best decisions for their country, but also for our country. Still, if the crowd was disappointed at the lack of specifics, they didn't show it. As Fox worked the line, orchard owners and laborers alike struggled to get cell phone pictures of him and to pass him personal notes. Francisco Gonzalez says he became a U.S. citizen a few years ago, but he came to see Fox because he still considers himself a Mexican.
All my children are from here now, and they feel the same way. Even though they were all born here, they feel Mexican.
And for a couple of hours yesterday, this corner of Washington State apple country also felt like Mexico.
Viva México y que siga la música.
Martin Costi, NPR News, Yakima, Washington.